Welcome to Reflecting God. Naaman's impressive list of credentials as commander of the king of Aram's army seemed to be overshadowed by the one thing in his life over which he was powerless. Leprosy changed the rules of warfare for this highly regarded, valiant soldier. Naaman now found himself fighting a battle he could not win. Naaman's dignity and pride faced what perhaps seemed to be a prankish prescription. Elisha the prophet shared a simple invitation to believe. Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan. Wash in the Jordan River? Naaman's response was akin to, really? If all I needed to do was get wet in a muddy river, I could have done that at home. However, Naaman chose to swallow his pride by doing as the prophet prescribed, and his flesh was restored. Was the healing in the water? Was the healing in the power of the prophet? Even Naaman understood that his healing only came from the God of Israel. May we, like Naaman, not let pride ruin God's simple prescription for healing. Faith. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.